That's NPR's Rob Gifford, who's been reporting from Chengdu, China, for the past 2 weeks. He's getting ready to leave. And Rob, stay with us for a few minutes to talk about this last month since the earthquake and the changes you've seen. I'm very curious to hear about people and what they're doing for money. You describe people selling scrap metal, but is there any sort of organized government compensation, any talk about a jobs program, public works program being planned, anything like that?
There are government handouts, actually, cash handouts. People are being given 10 renminbi every day. That's about $1.30. And this is very important for most people because they're relying on that and on government food handouts to survive. They've also, interestingly, set up job markets in the refugee camps. So companies from eastern China are coming over. They need workers. And some of the people I've talked to have been applying for jobs in the east and already heading over to the eastern part of the country to work.
Which seems to indicate that there's going to be an even greater dislocation of people than we've already seen. We hear all the time about China's millions of migrant workers, and it just seems that with this earthquake, so many people are now out of their homes, out of their cities, and are just going to be going elsewhere.
That's absolutely right. People are, some of them are going to live with relatives in other parts of Sichuan or other parts of the country. And on top of that, we've got a situation where one of the most influential Chinese news magazines has this week reported that 30 of the towns that are located along the fault line are actually going to be rebuilt elsewhere. So there's going to be a lot of local movement as well.
There were pledges by the Chinese central government very soon after the earthquake that there would be investigations into construction, in particular, shoddy construction at the schools, the many schools that collapsed all over Sichuan province. What's happened with that, Rob?
Well, I think this is a very delicate situation because in a lot of these cases, local officials were complicit where they may have given the construction deal to a relative or some such situation. So there is a line here that the government won't cross. It will allow some investigations, but for instance, it's not allowing any further reporting on this issue. And it's very difficult for them to pursue investigations when local Communist Party officials are known to be at fault.
Are you seeing that across the board with Chinese media, Rob? There was this initial blossoming of Chinese news coverage in the days after the earthquake. Are you seeing that being dramatically scaled back now?
Very much so. I mean, there still is a lot of coverage of it, but they are trying very much to focus it on the good news of what's going on. And while the Chinese media in the early days basically just flaunted the laws, they were told not to go and they went and they reported it. Now, a month on, it's tightening. The government knows that it can't let this thing get out of control and for there to be too much media freedom. The big question, of course, is to what extent can you go back to the exact situation that it was before.
It's NPR's longtime China correspondent Rob Gifford, who's getting set to leave Sichuan province after spending the last 2 weeks reporting there. Rob, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Melissa.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.